everybody. Welcome to Unity of Whidbey. And thank you for being here at the top of the morning at the longest day of the year. How wonderful for you, Start, and for Father's Day. And today on guitar, we have Richard. And we are so blessed to have Jerry O'Neill with us to speak. Happy Father's Day. My inspiration. Dad's jokes and divine wisdom. Today we celebrate fathers, grandfathers, stepfathers, mentors, spiritual fathers, and all those wonderful people who have helped guide us along life's journey. Now, when we think of fathers, many things come to mind. Strength, support, wisdom, and of course, dad jokes. You know the kind. Did you hear about the restaurant on the moon? Great food, no atmosphere. Or, I'm reading a book about anti-gravity. I can't put it down. Dad jokes have a special quality. They often make us groan before they make us laugh. Yet they remind us of something important. Life doesn't always have to be taken seriously. Unity teaches that there is a divine presence within each of us, a spark of God's Spirit expressing through our unique personalities. Sometimes that divine expression appears as a profound wisdom. Sometimes it appears as a perfectly timed, terrible joke. Both are gifts. The role of father or anyone who nurtures and guides another person is not to be perfect. It's to show up, to encourage, to protect, to teach, to listen, to try again after making mistakes. That sounds a lot like our spiritual journey, doesn't it? We grow not because we're flawless, but because we're willing to learn, willing to love, willing to become more of who God created us to be. Many of us can remember moments when a father figure taught us something unexpected. Maybe it wasn't through a formal lesson. Maybe it was through watching how they handled a challenge, treated a neighbor, fixed a leaky faucet, or somehow managed to grill hamburgers every season of the year. The lesson wasn't always in words. The lesson was in example. Unity reminds us that love is one of the most powerful expressions of spirit. Every act of kindness, patience, encouragement, and generosity becomes a living prayer. So today, let's honor the fathers and father figures who have shared that love with us. And let's also recognize that each of us has opportunities to express those fathering qualities, whether we're parents or not. We can encourage someone. We can offer wisdom. We can believe in another person's potential when they cannot yet see it. That is sacred work. As we celebrate today, may we remember that our ultimate source of love, guidance, and strength is the divine presence that lives within us all. And if your Father's Day includes a few bad jokes, a backyard barbecue, or it would be in my case, someone proudly explaining a tool you never asked about. Consider it a blessing. Because sometimes love arrives wrapped in wisdom, and sometimes it arrives wrapped in a punchline. Happy Father's Day to all of you, and may your day be filled with laughter, gratitude, and the awareness of God's loving presence. And so it is.
Well, good morning. It feels so good to be back here at Unity. And I'm so grateful for the way that you warmly receive not only me today, but members of my family, and I do thank you for that. For our meditation, I'm going to ask you to relax, soften in your chair, take a deep breath. And if you're comfortable, close your eyes. Breathe in slowly. And as you breathe, be mindful of the goodness that you have found in our fellowship here this morning. It's been so good. Breathe in again and softly whisper the words, thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Perhaps with your eyes still closed, repeat after me, if you will, this mantra of gratitude. I celebrate the goodness in others. And I give thanks for the goodness in me.
And I give thanks for the goodness in me.
Once again, I celebrate the goodness in others.
I celebrate the goodness in others.
And I give thanks for the goodness in me.
And I give thanks for the goodness in me.
Now, if you're comfortable doing so, bring to mind your father, or someone else who has fathered you with goodness recently or in years past. Picture that father figure. Picture in your mind's eye a safe and quiet, peaceful moment with this person. Imagine that you've spent that quiet moment together in an aura of presence. And put a gentle and appreciative smile on your face toward him. Sense a warmth flowing between you. And gently whisper to him, thank you. Slowly opening your eyes, return to the room and smile with gratitude for the goodness in people around you. Yeah. A lot of goodness. A lot of goodness. Someone asked me as I was coming in the building today, where's your uke? Where's your ukulele? And he wasn't the only one that asked. Thank you for remembering. Thank you for remembering that I love to do music and play ukulele and let that bring joy and encouragement to others, especially those who are kind of on the fringe, really, you know, maybe out of the limelight. And there's a time when all of us need a little song, whether we're in the limelight or not. So I love being a part of the work that Richard does so beautifully on this island and beyond. We got together leading up to this hour, and we talked about whether I would pack a ukulele or not. And after hearing the songs that he had prepared for the service, I decided just let Richard do what Richard does. And I'm so thankful for that. Yeah, I'm glad I did it that way. So my message this morning is entitled, See What Love. See what love on Father's Day. See what love. One of my favorite verses in all of Scripture, applicable for Father's Day and a truth that is life-giving every day, is the first verse in the first letter of John, third chapter. See what love the Father has given. That we should be called what? Children of God. And that is who we are, children of God. From conception and birth to the grave and beyond, that's who we are, children of God. Today I pray that this verse and the message helps us lovingly lay claim on that truth. Lay claim on the intimate and life-giving relationship God desires to have with us all. Now, the biblical metaphors to help us experience the intimacy of with God are plentiful. Acknowledging God as source of our protection and strength, we refer to the divine as fortress or shield, rock or strong tower. All of these are great metaphors for the divine. For provision and guidance, we can relate to the divine as shepherd. Who doesn't love that metaphor? Light, a lamp unto my feet. Yeah. And for intimacy and a profound experience of family, we hear Jesus speak of God as Abba, Father. Jesus uses this term often and said to his followers, when you pray, pray our Father. As you remember, Jesus prayed Father when he was in distress in the Garden of Gethsemane. He prayed, Father, forgive them, for they know not what they do, when he was strung up on a cross. And later, at the point of his death, Jesus prayed, Father, Father, into your hands I commit my spirit. Thankfully, a relationship with divine can be experienced with use of many powerful metaphors. This is true. And indeed, the presence of God can also be experienced in silence, absent of any particular divine image, name, or symbol. I believe most of us in this room hold as gospel truth that God is spirit, transcending gender and all other conceptions we may have of the divine. Still, as Jesus uses stories and object lessons from daily life to help his followers experience the divine, he points to a father figure to help us as a special means of knowing and claiming our spiritual identity, children of God, made in the image of one who blesses us with the perfect blend of the very best of both masculine and feminine. When Father is revered in this way, Jesus helps us find ourselves drawn into an intimate relationship with God that has the power to shape how we see ourselves and how we see others. With the title Abba, Father, Jesus helps us see beyond the limitations of our earthly parents, to appreciate them for who they were or are, and at the same time experience the unconditional, always present, life-giving love, provision, protection, and means of forgiveness that is ours in our relationship with the divine. It's beautiful. And as we pray day by day to the Heavenly Father, if that's our choice, we open ourselves to receive the fullness of life God desires for everyone in the human family. 20 years ago or so, I found myself in a full-blown midlife crisis. Anybody have one of those?
Only midlife.
Fair. Very fair to say. Just ask my wife. In addition to therapy and spiritual care and guidance, I turned to the spiritual practice of writing poems and songs. This helped me to glean God's grace for healing in memories from my family of origin. Anybody do that kind of writing even today? Journaling of the sort, creative writing? Over time, this practice helped bring me hope and better health, and I found the way clear for another chapter in my life, and I'm so glad. I'm so grateful. While that crisis is long since past, I have realized ever since, and in my older years now, the importance of continuing to revisit memories with care and compassion that we are able to offer thanks to the one who dwells within us. This is the important work of conscious elderhood. If you've ever heard that term, conscious elderhood, it is all about, it includes at least, being aware of and intentional about integrating all of our memories, good, bad, and otherwise, into a wholesome being that we actually are. Perhaps some of you have found journaling and creative writing helpful in discovering who you are at your core, finding wisdom, comfort, and strength. I hope this is true. And to give you a little bit of an example of what I'm talking about, I thought I would pull a poem out of the first book of poetry that I wrote called Out from the Shadows, Poetic Portraits of Faith. The poem is called A Closer Walk. And in that poem, I write about a memory I have of my father waking me in the early morning before dawn and asking me to walk with him along the quiet streets of our hometown. I don't remember talking much, if at all, as my father and I walked together that morning. And I don't remember talking with him about it afterwards. But years later, my dad, after he had died, and when I was in this crisis I referred to, feeling the inner child in me ill at ease and in need of a walk, I reflected on that time I had with my father that morning. And I wrote down a conversation I imagined having with him. In the poem, like a child, I inquire about his place in his new heavenly realm, bringing up things that I remember doing with my father. And while much is left to mystery, I discover in the writing process a deeper meaning for that walk that we had together. Here's the poem. Are there tennis courts in heaven? Do you cook breakfast in the park? Oh, I suppose it won't really matter. There will be plenty to do together. Together. I do thank you for the many times we shared together, the card games, the talks at the table, pop at the bar. How about that time we took a walk? Whatever possessed you to wake me from my sleep? 1 out of 5, 4 in the morning, you whispered, JR, come with me. In the near 44 years I knew you, I don't know if there is a more precious moment in my memory of you than that morning you called me to take a walk in the dark. It was you, wasn't it? Tell me you had hold of all your faculties, because my father did have his issues. As a recovering alcoholic, one never really knew. But then I suppose that really doesn't matter, whether you did or didn't. For from before I was born to your last November breath, I know now that God used you to reach me, to call me into the dark. And I realize now you were the best dad you could be. So I thank you, Lord, for the gift of my father. And I thank you for that walk in the dark. But I thank you most for what I'm still not sure of, because I know now that a walk in the dark was certainly, oh yes, is and will be most certainly a closer walk with you, oh Lord. Thank you. So goes the poem I wrote about a walk in the dark with my father. And today, like a candle lit for the morning devotions, I sense the loving presence of divine as I pause and accept and give thanks for the memories I have of my father. This is the contemplative way Jesus taught us to meditate and pray, teaching us to pray, Our Father, we open ourselves to the perfect loving parent, allowing us to soften and to receive at our spiritual core what we need for life on earth and in heaven. In John Steinbeck's novel East of Eden, young Cal remembers as a child sitting on the floor at the feet of his father, putting his head on his dad's knee. Without fail, his father would put his hand on little Cal's shoulder, and Cal would feel a rush of warmth race through his body. This reminds me of the story of in the 10th chapter of Luke, when Mary of Bethany sat at the feet of Jesus. And while her sister Martha raced about preparing a meal for the three of them, she just remained close, nestled close to the Savior. Martha! Martha! Mary has chosen the one thing needful. And by these stories, we see intimacy with the love of God experienced through a personal, trusted relationship. And we've been blessed with many in our lives. Personal, trusted relationships. Jesus encourages us to set aside distractions from our busy mind and demanding ego long enough to enter in to the presence of divine, who is always present in every relationship. and have the warmth of God's love rush through our mind and heart and bodies. Jesus shows us how the one thing needful as children of God is to grow day by day deeper and deeper in love with divine. Intimacy with God empowers us to live the life we were born to live in union with others and all of creation. The intimacy with the divine is the one thing needful for fullness of life in the family of God and is the means by which we joyfully fulfill our purpose on earth. And this is most certainly true. What we face in life matters less than who we are while facing it. And you know, I'm not taking credit for that line, that amazing quote, because I read it in a Unity publication just a few days ago. I'm grateful for the things that I've been receiving from your larger church body. And who is this that we really are that enables us to face whatever comes? We are children of God and heirs of eternal life. On this Father's Day, gathered together in the living presence of our Lord, we acknowledge the joy and complexities of love that we have received from our fathers and father figures in our lives. And we do well to pause and give thanks and pray for parents today, trying to do their best. And above all, we celebrate, give thanks, and draw near to the source of all life-giving and eternal love. Jesus called Abba, Father. See what freedom the love of Abba, Father gives us. We are free to confirm our spiritual identity in oneness with God, free to claim our place and purpose on earth, free to lay claim on our place in heaven, free to weave all our memories of current loved ones and those who've passed into a beautiful tapestry of life made whole and everlasting by the grace and mercy of God. And yes, we are free, as we will hear in Richard's lovely song he wrote to his daughter. We are free, as children of God, to choose life that is good and right for us all. Amen. Amen. You're welcome.
Yes, I'd like to share a little bit of my personal experience with fatherhood. Choose the life that is right for you. It's a wonder to behold. It's a story to unfold. Through and through, you have a sense of knowing who has kindness in their heart. You seem to sense it from the start. This is something that I always saw since the time when she was small. It was completely natural. She has a certain sense of sympathy. She always found it independent. a burger on a little bun. There's a cake out on the rise. It's her birthday cake surprise. Little friends, Danielle, Vanessa, and the Hamiltons. Somehow you knew they were right for you. I marvel that her sense is strong, but she never seems to get it wrong. It's like she knew it all along. Now everything that we see seems to fit her perfectly. Couldn't fit a bit more charmingly. Now you choose the one who you will go life through. Somehow you knew he is right for you. He is right for you.